Okay, this is David Michaels. I'm in the Kentish Town Health Center. I'm joined by the arts and manager curator, Melissa Hardwick. Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Enjoying a bit of sun.
Yeah, thank you. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what is the Free Space Gallery?
The Free Space Gallery is a gallery that is based within the health center. It was established when the health centre was rebuilt a couple of years ago, and the kind of concepts on which it is based are the idea that it's a free space, literally, meaning we don't charge the artists to exhibit, we don't charge them anything to exhibit. It's free to visit, but it's also the idea is that it's based on principles of kind of free expression and free speech. So we have a number of events surrounding kind of social justice issues, and also we encourage artists to express themselves freely with whatever that they put up on the walls.
Okay, good. And what is your role within the organisation?
I am the arts manager and curator, so that means that I do everything, basically. I manage the space, I organise all of the schedules of the different artists, but then I also work alongside the artists who we choose to take on, and we work together to devise how their exhibition is going to look, so how they're going to space out their pieces, what kind of impression they want to give people who are visiting. So really it's a nice role that involves a lot of social kind of interaction with the artists and also with the people who visit the space as well.
Okay, and how did the Free Space Gallery start out?
Well, when they rebuilt this building, they decided to bring together a load of different kind of healthcare facilities. So the building has lots of different services built under one roof, and what they thought was important alongside that was to bring other things that contributed to people's social health. And one of those things that they thought was important was artwork. Okay. And that's becoming increasingly kind of seen as something that benefits people when they're inside a kind of health care environment. So it really came out of that vision that they wanted to provide art on the walls within the building.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What workshops will Free Space Gallery have?
Well, we've already had a number of workshops downstairs. We've hosted African drumming workshops, origami, textile workshops, and quite a variety of other things. But in the future, we plan to have a number of kind of cultural events. Mm-hmm. So we've got an exhibition coming up, which we hope to have a number of different groups from the local community coming in and maybe doing some theatre workshops and dance workshops. So things that aren't only based on visual arts, we want to kind of expand the range of what we provide for people.
Okay, good. And tell me about the pop-up gallery that will take place on the 10th of July at the Alma Street Fair.
Yeah, the Alma Street Fair is something that happens every year. In Alma Street, which is just off the high street in Kentish Town.
Okay.
It's run by the group of Alma Street residents, and I was asked to get involved as somebody who's involved in the local kind of art scene. Usually it's just music and food, but this year there will be the pop-up gallery. So the free space will kind of be moving out of the health centre and taking a number of artists that we're associated with, but also a number of other local artists who I've never worked with, which is rather exciting. And we're going to put on a pop-up gallery just for the day.
Okay.
It's going to involve 12 local artists who will have boards displaying their work, tables, acting as kind of stalls and information points, as well as a couple of workshops, so mask making for anybody of any age, as well as portraiture kind of workshops with a tutor. And then there'll also be an artist who's doing kind of live paintings of the event, so whatever he's getting inspired by on the day. So it should be really fun. So come along and see what we're up to, and see all of those. You can get a chance to have a look at all of the art that's usually happening behind closed doors in people's studios, so it should be quite fun.
Okay, good. And tell me about the two summer exhibitions at the 76 Queen's Crescent.
At the moment, the Free Space Gallery is based within the health centre, but we also have a smaller gallery space in another local surgery,
okay.
which is on Queen's Crescent, and it's 76 Queen's Crescent. And that acts as a really community-orientated art space. So at the moment we have an exhibition by the Leighton Education Project, which is a school that operates in the local area for people from 16 through until, I think, 23 with learning difficulties of various kinds. And their art class has put forward their summer exhibition. So we opened last night, which was really fun. Lots of cakes and drinks and artwork.
Okay.
And the walls are looking really colourful, so it's a great opportunity to go down and see what the students have been getting up to in the education project. So that space is kind of building its reputation as somewhere where local schools and community centres can get involved and exhibit their art. So if you're interested, just get in contact.
Okay, good. And about the August exhibition?
The next exhibition that the Free Space Gallery will have opens at the beginning of August, and it's by an artist called Imad Alte. And he's an Iraqi artist who has moved to London quite recently. He's got a lot of acclaim in the Middle East and in Iraq for his artwork, but he's very much changed his style since he's moved to London, and his style has become a lot more abstract and very, very bright and colourful. This is going to be the first exhibition in London of his new style of artwork, which should be really exciting. He's going to have the whole of the gallery for a couple of months, and across those 2 months that he's with us, he's going to be doing an artist talk, so something to tell everybody a bit more about his inspirations and how he's come to where he is as an artist and how he works. And we'll also have a theatre company is going to be coming in and doing some performances within the Free Space Gallery itself. It's the Fail Better Theatre Company who are doing a particular piece called Eastern Europeans for Dummies. And it's a satirical piece of theatre about prejudice that people hold about people from different nations. So they're actually going to be kind of sitting as if they're waiting to see a doctor in the waiting room, and then the theatre piece will kind of develop from there. So that should be quite exciting, and that will be happening kind of throughout his show. And also then there'll be a couple of evening events along with co-hosted by the Refugee Council. Looking at issues of being a refugee and changes of identity and what happens when you move to a new place and how your art develops from there.
Okay. What date in August will he have his exhibition?
His exhibition opens on the first Thursday in August and runs for 2 months. So the gallery space is open from Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. through until 7 p.m. So there's plenty of opportunity to come and have a look. And the building itself, as well as the gallery, will also be open for Open London, which is on the 17th of September.
Okay, good. How can people get involved?
People can visit our website, which is www.freespaceatthewig.wordpress.com and get in contact and see what's going on. And just come along and see the show, and I'm usually around, or people can just get my contact details. So if artists would like to exhibit, just contact me and we can have a chat.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
You're
for
welcome.
Coming.
You're welcome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, great. See you soon.
You're welcome. Okay, this is David Michaels at the Kentish Town Health Centre.